This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. King Soopers and Safeway workers protested outside a few dozen stores around Denver Friday. CPR's Matt Bloom reports they oppose a merger of the store's parent companies.
Workers asked customers to write to the Federal Trade Commission. The agency is reviewing a proposal from Kroger, which owns King Soopers, to take over Albertsons, Safeway's owner. Kim Cordova is president of the Union for Colorado Workers of both stores.
And they're going to be able to control prices, suppress wages and benefits. It's going to hurt the supply chain. The merger's bad for everybody.
Kroger argues the merger will help streamline supply chains and keep prices low. Colorado's attorney general is also investigating the proposal for antitrust violations. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Colorado lawmakers are speaking out against the expulsion of two members of the Tennessee legislature. More than two dozen Democratic officials here joined hundreds of others across the country in signing a letter of support for the two men who were expelled for protesting gun violence. Colorado Congressman Jason Crow said the move was, quote, cowardly, and that Tennessee Republicans acted out of, quote, fear for their own irrelevance. And Governor Polis will give the graduation commencement speech at CU Boulder next month. It's set for May 11th at Folsom Field. The ceremony is free and open to the public. Warm day for the Front Range, highs in the 60s. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.